Today's Easter service is one I pray that the whole family can participate in together. There is an order of service with responsives and lyrics for you to follow along if you'd like. A heartfelt thank you goes to the Ingram family, the Smiths, and Holly and Alex for lending us their voices, their gifts of ministry, and skill in recording. Sincere appreciation also goes to Mark Dunn, who puts the services on the webpage. And we also sincerely appreciate Mark Kosher and Mary Lou Melichtem for their wonderful gifts of music ministry, and Mark Kosher for stitching together this service. As we prepare our hearts for our Easter worship, let us breathe in the breath of life through our nose and exhale slowly through our mouth the energy that brings us down. Continue to inhale and slowly exhale. And our service will begin in a moment with the responsive call to worship.
This is the responsive call to worship. We have newness of life.
Because Jesus is risen.
We walk in newness of life.
Because Jesus is risen.
The tomb is empty.
Hallelujah! With Easter joy, let us worship God, the giver of life.
To the Lamb, praise.
Liturgy. God raised Jesus on the third day.
Christ is risen. Alleluia.
Let us take our tambourines and dance.
Christ is risen. Alleluia.
With the risen one in our midst,
the graveyard becomes a garden. Grief turns to gladness, tears to laughter. There is a new creation.
With the risen one in our midst,
life defeats death. Love overcomes hatred. Hope replaces fear.
This is the good news of the gospel.
Christ is risen. We are risen. Alleluia.
Let us pray.
Creator God, in raising Jesus from the dead, you have made the world brand new. We praise you with joy and thanksgiving. May we live daily as Easter people, bringing life, love, and hope to all the world. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen.
The words of assurance. In every helping hand to sustain life, in every heartfelt gift to give life, in every choice that brings life, we see Christ. This is the new life of forgiveness. This is the new life of reconciliation. This is the new life of freedom in Jesus Christ. So let us accept the forgiveness found in the risen Lord and give forgiveness found in the risen Lord, for we are an Easter people. May the peace of the Lord be always with you and also with you. Our scripture lesson is from Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 to 10. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you.' So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, 'Greetings.' And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me.'" The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The cross, I bow my knee, where your blood was shed.
The meditation this morning is entitled New Life Despite the Tomb. Let us pray. O Lord, on this Easter Sunday morning, in the mystery of the Holy Spirit, you have joined us together as we have gathered in worship. And so may the words of my mouth be acceptable in your sight, and the thoughts and meditations of all our hearts open to your renewal and the abundance of life found in our risen Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning, I begin with a soundbite. I will play this sound for you and give you a few seconds to process the sound. Here it goes. Can you guess what that sound is? If you guessed fireworks, you are correct. I wonder how many listeners would have also imagined fireworks while hearing the noise. For those of you who speak another language, I wonder how you say fireworks. This was not a word I learned from my parents. Instead, I figured out what fireworks was while watching a Korean drama, when one of the characters referred to fire flowers as bright lights danced and flashed in the midnight sky. Fire flowers. I remember going to watch them somewhere in Humber Bay Park East on Canada Day with friends from youth group back when I was a teenager. They were so beautiful as colorful explosions glittered the dark sky, almost dancing to the music blaring from the boombox someone cleverly remembered to bring. But not all bright and beautiful explosions are so friendly. Just watch a few action films and you can see spectacular explosions that decimate buildings into blackened rubble. So, having just watched a John McClane movie a week earlier, I was worried about unexplained and never-before-seen flickering lights coming from a concrete cylinder on the grass by our condominium. I had just gone to close the blinds before going to bed when I noticed sparkling lights coming from the top of that concrete cylinder, about a foot in diameter, standing approximately 2.5 feet tall. Although I had a good view of the sparkling lights, it was night, and we were just high enough that I could not quite exactly make out what that concrete cylinder was. Did it house anything? What was inside? But what I could clearly see was light sparkling and glittering, almost like in waves. Sparks that seemed like fire sparks, but not quite. The concrete cylinder looked like its top was open, and I began to worry. I was anxious about what I was seeing that I could not understand. The sparkling, glittering lights were beautiful, but what if they were a warning that something was terribly wrong? So I went to the various windows of our home to see if I could get a better angle in order to better understand what was going on down below. Not all the windows show the same sparkling, glittering light when I looked down at the concrete cylinder. So I went back to the dining room window and stared down. First, I stared down while standing on a chair to see if standing on a chair would give me better perspective. And then I just simply sat on the chair, watching, trying to understand what I was seeing. In our reading today, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. The Koine Greek word here from our gospel reading, to see, is not as simple as it sounds in English. The Koine Greek word is theoreo, and it means to gaze on for the purpose of analyzing. The word theoreo means to see in order to perceive a difference. In fact, theoreo is the root of the English word theater, where people concentrate on the meaning of an action, the meaning of a performance. Meaning. In the movie Empire Strikes Back, Luke's journey into the tree cave where he cuts off Darth Vader's head only to see his own face revealed is laden with meaning. Meaning. In the novel Handmaid's Tale, the color that the handmaids wear is laden with meaning. As in the play Macbeth, the imaginary blood Lady Macbeth tries to scrub from her hands is also laden with meaning. In our gospel lesson, the women's visit to the tomb to see is laden with meaning. The women have come to the tomb to discern as they gaze, to understand as they consider, to experience as they see. But an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven to roll away the heavy stone sealing the tomb, only then to sit on top of that very stone, was probably not the sight they expected to see. The sight of the angel in shimmering white garments and shafts of lightning blazing from him certainly made the guards, however, literally shake and have them frozen with fear to one spot. Fear. Unfortunately, this is an emotion many of us are experiencing during this state of emergency. There is fear around people being able to pay their bills and having jobs to return to. There is fear around people spreading COVID-19 or catching the virus from simple acts like going to the grocery store. There is fear around all the uncertainty about what will happen next. Are the angels' words to the women also for us? There is nothing to fear here. The angel commands the women to look into the tomb so that they know for certain it is empty. Indeed, Jesus is not there because he is risen just like he said he would. And although the women are very frightened, struck with the very same fear that strikes the guards, unlike the guards, they are able to move because they are filled with great joy in seeing that indeed Jesus is not there, for he is risen like he said he would be. And they run off quickly with the angel's news, and they rush off to tell the disciples that Jesus will meet them in Galilee. And the ones who came to discern as they gazed, to understand as they considered, to experience as they saw, the women, those with little power, little influence, little honor, Jesus greets these ones, and they fall to worship him. And we hear again, "Don't be afraid." As we sit in our homes forced into physical distancing, we may feel powerless with little influence. However, may we rest in the truth that when we worship the risen Lord, Jesus appears to those of us who feel powerless, who feel like we have little influence. The words, "Don't be afraid," are also for you and for me. Fear becomes a problem when we become like the guards who cannot move because they are so afraid. There is no life when we are frozen in fear. It may feel like we are not able to do much because of COVID-19, but there is still a lot that we can discern and consider in our own lives. How have we been living? What are we afraid of? Have we been frozen in fear? I could not sleep because I was afraid of what was happening below. So finally, at 2:30 in the morning, I dragged my poor son down the stairs of our condo, out a side door, and we headed towards the concrete cylinder. As we approached it, nothing was sparkling. Nothing was glittering. There was only a half inch of water that had pooled on top of the concrete cylinder. The unexplained sparks of light were simply reflections from the streetlights dancing upon the water as the wind moved over it. How embarrassing. What a relief. Ah, now I could sleep in peace. For some of us, fear may be a constant companion. But if this fear draws us closer to Jesus, we are not left frozen or paralyzed. Because Jesus is the one who can still fill us with joy, and in Christ we live and move and have our being. The risen Lord gives us new life. Life. Although the air has been brisk with a little bit of winter that longs to linger, Spring is slowly sinking deeper into the ground. Soon the leaves will turn green, color will dot the ground and the skies, and life will return. Life. I have one more sound bite for you. Can you guess what is moving? The sound may have been hard to hear, but that was the sound of millions of monarch butterflies in Mexico. Did you know that the generation that leaves Mexico to return to Canada is not the generation of monarchs that arrive? The generation of monarch butterflies that leave Mexico stops partway to breed and lay eggs. When the eggs turn into a new generation of monarch butterflies, this generation flies partway before stopping again in order to breed and lay eggs. This happens 3 or 4 times on a journey back north until the last generation arrives in Canada. Butterflies. These creatures are a wonderful reminder of life, of the new life of Easter. If you were able to read the weekly emails and had time to make a butterfly, I hope you were able to hang it somewhere to bring a little delight to whoever looks upon it. And whenever we look upon butterflies, may we be reminded of new life in Christ. And whenever we are afraid or a little bit anxious or a lot anxious, may our Christ fill us with joy because our Lord is risen. We are an Easter people. Jesus is risen. Jesus is risen indeed. Amen. As an Easter people, let us say together the Apostles' Creed. We believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. We believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Today, as we celebrate communion, we celebrate with everyone in our church family who are celebrating it with us in their homes, just as we are in our home.
We also celebrate with millions of people around the world. Some we may have met, and most we have never met. But all are a part of God's big family.
We also celebrate with all those throughout the years who, over the decades and centuries since Jesus told us to remember him, have celebrated this special meal.
When we celebrate communion, we take part in a story that tells us we are loved completely and unconditionally by God.
In the Gospel of John, we read the story of seven of Jesus' disciples who had gone fishing a few days after witnessing the resurrection of Jesus. The disciples had not caught even one fish, but at daybreak, Jesus appeared on the shore, told them to fish on the other side of their boat, and then invited them to bring all of the fish they had caught and share breakfast with him on the beach. John says that Jesus took bread and gave it to the disciples, and then did the same with the fish. In the bread and in the fish of that meal, the disciples would have remembered the bread and wine that Jesus had shared with them only a few nights before he died. They would have remembered that Jesus told them to keep remembering.
As we celebrate communion today, what we eat and what we drink is not the most important thing. That we eat and drink remembering that Jesus is among us, that God loves us, and that God promises to be with us always, makes these ordinary things, whatever you have to eat and drink today, extraordinary. God is revealed when we remember Jesus' great love for us all. Everyone is welcome to share in this extraordinary celebration. Come, for everything is ready.
Let us also rejoice this Easter day. Let us celebrate. Let us pray. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to offer our thanks and praise.
What are some of the things we give thanks for today?
Loving God, you made this world for us to enjoy. You have given us family and friends who love and care for us. As we look out our windows, we see the start of spring, and we are reminded that you are a creative God who loves the beauty and joy of all your creation. We are so thankful that you gave us Jesus to be our friend and to bring us to you, and that you continue to send your Spirit to make us one family in Christ.
Are there people and things we can pray for?
Loving God, as we gather in our homes, we thank you for those people who are helping keep us safe. We pray for doctors and nurses, firefighters, police, and all first-line responders that are working so very hard. We pray for people who go outside to work in stores, drive buses, and deliver the things we need to stay inside. We pray for members of families, for friends that we can't see in person, but who love us and for whom we love. Keep them safe, keep them healthy. We pray for those who are sick or in hospital or afraid. We pray that you will keep everyone safe and that you will show us all your love at this time and always. We especially look forward to the day when we can play outside and be with family and come to church together to give you praise.
How do we praise God for all this?
With all of the faithful of every time and place, we join with angels and saints in joyful songs of praise, saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
We thank you also, God, for your kindness to us and your goodness to all for showing your love in the resurrection of Jesus. Jesus has laid down his life for us and risen in newness of life. In him, all that separates us from you, God, has been taken away, so that we might be friends with you and with one another. Thank you that you bring us together at this table. Through your Holy Spirit, bless us and these gifts of bread and wine, that we might be joined with Christ's life and strengthened to be his people by his love. Amen. Please join us in the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
On the night in which he was arrested, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the gift of the resurrection in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me." And so it is that every time that we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim our Savior's life, our Savior's death, our Savior's resurrection, until he comes again. The gifts of God for the people of God. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Come, for all things are ready.
Let us pray. Loving God, you are full of compassion, and we thank you that you have nourished us with the bread of life and the wine of hope. Your love flowed out through Christ to those around him. So let your love flow through us to others. Shower us with your Spirit here and now, so that this common meal becomes a life-giving celebration. May our eating and drinking this day bind us to Christ and to each other. May we know that you live in us and that we live in you, so that we may live in your world, knowing that it is indeed yours. In Christ Jesus' name, our risen Lord. Amen.
And now let us pray one more time. On this day of resurrection and joy, as we celebrate together at your table, though we are in our own homes, let us go in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, this day of resurrection, and indeed forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Suffer to redeem.
May the one who flung stars into the midnight sky cradle and encircle us. May the one who died and rose again to give us new life give us voice to share our story. And may the one who moves like the wind and burns like a flame inspire us to shine brightly wherever we are. In the name of God, who is our Father and Mother, Jesus Christ, who is our Savior and Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit, who is our Advocate and our Comforter.
Sing Amen, Amen, we praise your name, O God. Sing Amen, Amen, we praise your name, O God. Sing Amen.